We are we're about to embark on something that is pretty amazing to me. Next week, I am told, we're going to take up a Senate health care bill that is going to be the first cousin of the House bill. And there's a lot of things being referred to putting lipstick on a pig, but this is truly putting lipstick on a pig. Well, we're going to take health care away from millions of Americans. We might make it a little better, extending some Medicare or Medicaid monies, but in the end, that will go away. Potentially set up some high-risk pools for people with pre-existing conditions, and I will tell you from my time in the state legislature when we dealt with high-risk pools, that gives access to health care for the rich folks. In essence, what we're going to do next week, because some folks in this body forgot to read the Affordable Care Act when it came up, we're going to repeal it and we're going to replace it with a piece of garbage. And so today, Mr. President, I rise on behalf of the 48 rural and frontier hospitals in Montana. 48 rural and frontier hospitals that are the backbone of our state. The 77,000 hardworking Montanans who now have health care because of Medicaid expansion, I rise for them. And the 41,000 jobs of our state of 1 million people, 41,000 jobs that are sustained by our healthcare industry today. And I rise on behalf of every Montanan who deserves to know what's going on in Washington, D.C. What's going on back there? Are you guys really talking about jerking my healthcare away from me? Are you guys actually talking about taking something up that's really not going to do much for the 30 million Americans that are getting pounded by high premiums and high deductibles? And are you doing this to give the top one-tenth of 1% of the Americans in this country a tax break? I've got to tell you right now, the Senate majority in this body, the Senate majority is playing Russian roulette with people's lives. A handful of Washington politicians are crafting a secret health bill, health care bill, in a smoke-filled room, probably a little whiskey's involved, a few steaks. And they're crafting a bill that will impact every man, woman, and child in this country. You know, I heard earlier today that they said these meetings were open. Would be nice to know where they're at. I'd love to go in and give the two bits on what rural America feels about how we need to move forward with health care in this country. This is a problem that's not going to go away unless we address it in a common sense way. So they're crafting this bill in secret. We don't know what's in it. But we have indication that it's going to be very, very similar, a first cousin to the American Health Care Act that was passed in the House, so we should be deeply concerned. This is irresponsible legislation. It jeopardized health care for over 250,000 Montanans. Deny coverage to over 152,000 Montanans who have pre-existing condition like cancer, heart disease, even high blood pressure. And quite frankly, would put many of our rural hospitals at risk of closure, at the very best, changing the methods by which they deliver health care to these rural communities, by the way, that are hanging on by their fingernails. This House bill is creating uncertainty in Montana. It's creating certainty across this nation, and it will fundamentally change our lives forever, and I do not believe it will be for the better. My office has received over 3,600 pieces of correspondence related to the American Health Care Act. Many Montanans are terrified by the implications of this horrible bill. And as elected officials, we are obligated to answer the tough questions, defend our positions, and advocate for our constituents. That's not what's happening here. And as a result, the Senate, through their secret meetings and through a potential rush through health care bill next week, and I see no reason why it won't be, we're not doing right by our constituents. The process and this bill are to service to folks like Julie Williams, small town, Montana, Shepherd, Montana. Julie was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, MS, 2011, 5 months before the Supreme Court was set to make their decision on the Affordable Care Act. She spent those 5 months terrified that she was in for a constant fight with insurance companies over coverage. But the Supreme Court upheld the ACA. Julie has insurance and doesn't have to worry about being denied coverage if she moves, changes jobs, or God forbid becomes unemployed because she now has a pre-existing condition. Julie also doesn't have to worry about insurance companies cutting off her treatments because she happens to hit a lifetime cap, which is a very real concern for a healthy young woman with a disease like MS. She didn't have to worry. She didn't have to worry until now. If a bill like the American Health Care Act passes, Julie could be charged more because of her disease. She's unable to afford that coverage. The plan may not pay for the health care services that she needs. This legislation is also a disservice to a lady, same last name, no relation, Jennifer Williams, East Glacier, Montana, one of the most beautiful parts of the world. Thanks to the preventative care provisions in the current healthcare system, Jennifer and her husband have been able to catch a few conditions early and avoid bigger health problems into the future. That's going away. Unfortunately, their premiums are rising. Congress needs to address that problem head on. I couldn't agree more. But this bill that passed from the House doesn't do that. It will send folks like Julie and 250,000 Montanans on Medicaid out into the cold, no access to affordable care, jack up the cost of health care for folks with health insurance, jack up the cost of health care for folks in their 50s and 60s. We can and should be working together to lower those costs for folks like Jennifer and Julie and other Montana families. Instead, we're here scoring political points, or trying to, upending all the good things with the ACA and the current health care system. Instead, we should be working together. Congress, the Senate, should be working together, not in some back room, but right here on the floor, to lower premiums, copays, deductibles, while increasing access to life-saving medical care. Look, we've said it before, we'll say it again. The Affordable Care Act isn't perfect, but it's got a lot of good things. Let's fix the things that's wrong with it and keep the progress we've made. But instead, we here in Washington, particularly the Republican majority, is creating chaos in the marketplace, driving costs up. This chaos is putting our rural hospitals and community health centers at risk. And that is not just a statement, that is a statement of fact. Every day, folks in rural communities rely on their local hospitals or clinics, everything from basic checkup to emergency treatments. Thanks to Medicaid expansion in Montana, these hospitals and community health centers have seen a reduction in charity care, and they've been able to keep their doors open. But the American Health Care Act put those funds at risk and puts these frontier medical centers on the chopping block. These medical professionals are sworn by oath to provide health care for folks. If Medicaid expansion goes away, the hospital will be forced to absorb those costs. Over the last 10 months, I've held over a dozen listening sessions, eyeball-to-eyeball listening sessions with Montanans. We're going to be holding some more. And the sessions have been over health care. I've heard one thing loud and clear from the people. If Medicaid expansion goes away, these rural frontier and hospitals will have to fundamentally change how they deliver health care, or they may be forced to shut down altogether. These hospitals operate on razor-thin margins, and they cannot afford to see these funds disappear. Take my hometown, Big Sandy, Montana. Back in 1910, my grandfather came out, took a look around, saw grass as tall as the belly on a horse, and said, "This is where we're going to homestead." Went back and got my grandmother, and the farm that Charlotte and I farm today was started. Patented back in 1915. They worked together with their neighbors, the homesteaders of that area. They built barns, they built businesses, but it took them 50 years to build a hospital. In the mid-60s, a hospital was finally built in Big Sandy, Montana. 50 years of people working together to get that hospital built. I'm going to tell you, if we don't do smart things in this body, if we take steps backwards, and not very many, and this bill that I've seen from the House is horrible, and I don't think the bill in the Senate's going to be much better, because it's a low bar, hospitals like the hospital in Big Sandy will go away. And I'm going to tell you something. When that hospital goes away, Big Sandy goes away. Rural America goes away, because Big Sandy is just an example of hundreds of small towns in Montana and throughout this country that depend upon rural hospitals for health care. Without hospitals in Montana frontier communities, you could be forced to drive 100 miles, deliver a baby, or take an expensive air ambulance ride after an accident. And I'm going to tell you something. People are not going to be able to afford, or they're not going to choose to live there because of a lack of health care. They're not going to take that risk. They're going to move out of those small towns. They're going to move to places where they have health care. In some cases, families who have lived in those house and on that property for generations will be forced to move. These hospitals just don't keep patients alive. They keep communities alive. The House bill would kill those rural hospitals. It would be the death of rural America. But that's not the only uncertainty facing rural America. In Montana, insurance companies filed their proposed rates with the insurance commissioner of Montana. But these insurers are left without vital information for their proposals. They don't know if this administration will continue the cost savings reduction payments that help make health care more affordable. Insurers have said if these payments go away, consumers will face double-digit rate increases. Montanans deserve to know from their elected officials what kind of impact this action has on premiums. And yet the insurance commissioner's leaving the consumers, leaving the Montanans in the dark. Transparency builds a more effective government. Hiding important information from the public is unacceptable at any level of elected official. We live in a country where citizens can hold their government accountable. And the American people make good decisions when they have good information. But right now, a select few in this body are shielding the American public from what's really going on. We hear about a bill that's going to impact 1/6 of the economy. We hear about a piece of legislation that will rip health care away from 23 million Americans. We hear about a bill that will take us back to the days when Montanans couldn't afford to get sick, but we haven't seen anything. Families across Montana are sitting at the kitchen table wondering if their health coverage is going to go away. Folks are walking out of the doctor's offices with newfound conditions and wondering, will I be able to get treatment if something similar to the American Health Care Act is passed by the Senate? Children are being born premature with asthma, cerebral palsy, and parents are left fearing that their son or daughter will never be able to afford insurance. These families deserve more from Congress. At a bare minimum, they deserve hearings. They deserve a panel of experts discussing how we can lower premiums, reduce health care costs, and put transparency into prescription drugs. They deserve smart action, not political action. They deserve a Congress that will work together to improve the lives of all Americans, not one that works behind closed doors to draft secret legislation that will send shockwaves through homes across this country. Our founders expected more from this body. Quite frankly, I expected more from this body before I got here. Montanans expect their Senate, their U.S. Senate, to work for them. I'm going to leave you with one story. I was in Butte, America, Butte, Montana, one of my listening sessions. A gentleman was sitting at the table, and he said, you know, he's probably 45 years old. He said, you know, I've got two kids. I can't work. He said, I've had diabetes since I was a teenager. He says, I've had some issues with mental health for a good portion of my adult life. He says, I haven't been able to work, haven't been able to support my family. And then the Affordable Care Act came along, and the state of Montana was wise enough to pass Medicaid expansion. I was able to go to a doc. I was able to get my Medicare, my diabetes handled because of Medicaid expansion. I was able to see a psychologist and get my mental health issues under control, and I was able to go back to work. I was able to support my family. He said, and now you guys back in Washington, D.C. want to take all that away from me. Well, I will tell you, I will fight like hell to make sure that never happens. And if the majority leader wants to try to ram this down the people's throats, I will spend the rest of my life telling them why and who did what to them. Mr. President, I yield.